Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I am so excited on today just to be able to come back and be on our radio broadcast. God is just such a good God, and I just thank Him on today. We're going to get ready to have our call to worship. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. But we're calling our Bible class to order now. And we're going to have a song. Praise God.
Oh.
Amen. Scripture reading will become from Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because he has made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation. I have just read to you from Psalm 91, from the first verse to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of His most holy word. Father, we come on this evening humbly before Your throne of grace, Lord, asking You to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against You, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Lord, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness for our sins, Lord, and ask You to cleanse us and wash us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I come first of all this evening asking You to shift this atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking You right now, Father, to shift the atmosphere right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Then I ask You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to send Your anointing in the name of Jesus. Send Your anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus, because when Your anointing is present, and it's present to heal, and it's present to deliver, and it's present to set free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking You to bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast, Lord. Bind the strong man on tonight. Bind him up, Lord. Cast him out and command him to go in the name of Jesus. He have no power and authority over this radio broadcast and from our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask You tonight to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. Minister, open our minds up, open our hearts, Lord, that we may be receptive to Your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank You for it on tonight, and we give You praise tonight, and we give You glory. We just thank You for another opportunity to study Your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'll be so careful, and we'll be so careful to give You all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor in Jesus' name and for Your glory. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. And even on tomorrow night, we'll be on Zoom. And if everybody haven't received their information, I will get it to you. But we're going to just thank and praise God on tonight for an opportunity to study God's word. We have a few scriptures, but tonight we're going to just talk about strongholds on tonight. We have a few scriptures we can do. We're going to be talking about strongholds on tonight. And we can start off with Mark chapter 11, 25 and 26. That's Mark chapter 11, 25 and 26. And, you know, I just want to first of all tell you what a stronghold is. A stronghold is faulty thinking, a faulty thinking pattern based on lies and deception. A stronghold is a faulty thinking pattern based on lies and deception. Deception is one of the primary weapons of the devil because it is the building block for a stronghold. So, you know, you can tell a lie, just one, and so you know it, to cover that lie, you have to tell another one. And to cover those two, you're going to have to tell another one. So it's like that one comes, and then there's another block, and there's another block. So it's a building block to start deception and sin in your life and in our lives. So it's better for us, and believe me, I used to do it. Believe me, because I would say, I'm not telling them I'm not here. Or the phone ring and it's a bill collector. Oh, she's not here and stuff like that. It seems like it ain't nothing, but it is something to God. And that's building up strongholds because it's deception. And you know the enemy is a deceiver anyway. He's a deceiver. He's the father of lies, and God despises a liar. So these are things that we're going to have to come to grips with, things like this. So a stronghold, and I'm doing this, and God put it on my heart to do it, because there's so many of us. We pray and we ask God for different things. And when we don't get it, then we start looking at God like, what's wrong? What's going on? You said this and you said that, and we're all supposed to remind God of what he promised us. We are supposed to. He wants us to depend on him. But we have to examine ourselves. We have to examine ourselves. You know, and I'm going to read chapter 11, verses 25 and 26 says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespass. So, you see, sometimes we have stuff in our heart. Sometimes. And it don't always have to be unforgiveness. It can be other things. Negativity, unbelief, you know, no faith. These things will stop a prayer dead in its tracks. Or we want different things because I want different things. But I have to examine myself, and I can't be a person that's saying, well, I know I don't have any unforgiveness. And I know this because I don't know anything. But God knows everything. So we're going to have to do it like this. You know, we're going to have to examine ourselves so we will know without a shadow of a doubt that nothing that we have against anyone at any time in our lives, if we asking God for anything and you have unforgiveness in your heart, it will not happen. You have to examine yourself. You have to lay everything down before the Lord. You got to give it all up. And I could use myself for an example. And I think I've told you all this before. I think I've told you this before. I had my ex-husband. I'm saying that's over with, and I forgave him, and I've forgiven him, and this, this, and this. But every time someone, or even my husband now, would even just bring his name up, I would always have something to say, something negative to say. I would always tell him how he did this and how he did that. That's when you know you haven't forgiven, because all this stuff needs to come out of you. All of this stuff is trapped inside of you. That stuff has to come out. And I'm not talking about, what I'm talking about is, like when you're trying to help somebody else and you're trying to tell them some of the stuff you've been through, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about if I'm talking to a person and they bring his name up, I say, oh, he did this and he ain't no good and he this and this. And hey, that's unforgiveness still there. Then even with a bishop that he was under and some things happening, and I know I told the Lord, I said, I hate him. Had never hated anybody, but I did. And I told God, I said, I'm afraid, and I hate this man that's supposed to be a called bishop. And the Spirit of the Lord say, pray for him. I said, God, I'm not going to mean it. When I pray, he say, just pray, and you will see. And after so long, I prayed for him, and I kept praying for him, and I finally meant what I prayed. But we have to get to that point. We have to get to this. But stronghold is deception. A stronghold is lies, based on lies, beliefs on lies. And we cannot be of God like this. It will not happen. So we all want a husband. We all waiting for God to send us a husband, or he sent us a companion. And we all got this stuff in our hearts. It doesn't even have to be a husband. It could be a car. It could be finance. It could be whatever you're praying for, and you're not receiving what you asked God for, and you're praying over and over and over every day, every night, every day, and nothing's happening. So you got to wonder why. You got to wonder why. It's not happening because you're not examining yourself. Because when you examine yourself, you got to know, well, maybe I do have something in my heart that's not right. Maybe. Maybe I'm thinking negative about this person or that person. Maybe I have some bitterness in me that shouldn't be there. Hatred in me. Oh, I don't like her. She always this, 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 and this. Mm-mm. She got always this to talk about and always that to talk about. No. You cannot get anything from God and you have this kind of stronghold of forgiveness in your heart. It won't work. Unforgiveness is sin, and sin can only be removed by confession and repentance. We cannot get anything from God, and we have this unforgiveness, and we're not praying. You can't be praying like you should be with unforgiveness in your heart. And I can tell you that if you have unforgiveness in your life, you have demons in your life, whether you like it or not. It's the truth. Because unforgiveness is sin. And so if you have seen, if you have this unforgiveness, it's got to be a demon making you hold on to this stuff. You can't. I'm telling you, it's not good to have unforgiving heart. And believe me, you go through so much. You go through so much, so many things happening, and it builds and it builds and it builds, and that's that stronghold building up. That's that stronghold building blocks and everything happening. You tired of it, and every time it's happening like this, and it's just lie after lie, deceit after deceit, and you building this thing, and it's not gonna work. And then you need deliverance. You got to have deliverance. After this, we need deliverance. If we have a stronghold, we got to have deliverance. Unforgiveness must be repented before God. Now, you don't have to go around telling this friend and this person and this person, but you do have to go before God and repent. And it's like a sweet smelling odor to God. We always receive our forgiveness of others. Healing comes through forgiveness. When you can forgive somebody, when you can forgive, healing will come. Because we're not healed when we have this unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is like a torment because you're thinking about it all the time. It's a torment to us, to our mind, because all we repeating over this stuff in our mind. Well, why did he do this, and why she did this, and why they didn't come pick me up, and why'd he jump on me for, and why did he do this? And I know he was looking at that woman. Just all kind of stuff. And this thing right here, I don't care how you try to pray, it'll be right there in your prayers. You'll be thinking about it trying to pray. It'll be on your dinner table. Everything. I'm telling you, unforgiveness is something. Because you can't make a move with God. You can't do nothing with God with unforgiveness in your heart. But if you forgive, God will help you. God will help you. He'll loose those from bondages when you forgive. And you can tell when you forgive. When you have unforgiveness, you have this demon. And it's looking stupid in your face, and I'm not calling anybody stupid, but I can see a demon in a person. And it's looking at you crazy, and because it's there, because you haven't released it, you haven't forgiven, and he wanted to stay right there. So he keep whispering in your ears, yeah, that's all they do is try to do stuff to you. You know, and telling you lies after lie after lie after lie. Yeah, if you hadn't did this, they would have said that. And believe me, I have heard demons talking. It's the truth. They're not going to tell you anything good that no one has said about you, anyone said about you. They're always going to come and say, well, they said this. Don't you think that? And then you sitting up speculating, and instead of you calling them or talking to the person, you sitting up speculating, making this thing get bigger, and before you know it, it's out of hand. You got this stronghold, and they're not good. Strongholds are not good by any means. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Hey, woman of God, how you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good, brother.
I'm doing great. It's interesting because that's what the Lord was talking to me about, the past couple of days, matter of fact, last week and even today, and examining myself. In other words, he was talking to me about hypocrisy, with, you know, we want to ask God for forgiveness, and we know that he forgives cats from behind us, and he don't remember them no more. But he wants us to do the same thing. You know, we forgive someone or whatever to let it go. And he's just showing me how, you know, these things that I'm looking for in a person, he let me see that it's me doing. You know what I mean? I'm looking at someone's fault finding. I see that this person always fault finding. And the reason these things are bothering me because it's showing me.
Right. Brother Eric, I'm back. I can't hear you. We can't hear you.
I'm at work in a little situation. I'm going to have to mute out right quick.
Okay. But and he's right, because a lot of times we always think it's somebody else, and God be showing us it's us, and that we need to handle that. See, what he was saying was God was showing him, look at yourself, examine yourself. Don't always think it's somebody else, you know, because he, you know, if, when you're looking for a mate and you trying to lift this standard up, you can't. You got to let God send you who it is. Maybe somebody off the corner. Maybe you don't know who it is, but you have to go to God and say, whoever, Lord, that you have for me, I want it. Because you sent it. Or you sent her. You can't put standards up like that. You cannot put standards on it. Now, you have to pray, and you know how many times you've been to God. You know how many times you've been looking, how long you've been looking, waiting on a husband, not looking for him, because women not supposed to look for him, but waiting on a husband or a wife, and they have not come. You know, you got to examine yourself to see if it's you. And like I said the other day, don't come talking about, I'm just kind of upset because I've asked God, no, it's got to be something with you because God is perfect. God is perfect. So, then who? God is a perfect God. So I don't know what else. It's us. It's us. So we have to examine ourselves. That's what I'm talking about. We have to look at ourselves because God don't make mistakes. And whoever he want to send us, he's not going to put us unequally yoked with anyone. But he's going to send us who we need. And who's best for us. So these are the kind of prayers and things that we need to pray, that God will bless us with who we need or the things we praying for. You know, because everybody, a lot of people are already married. They're not looking for a husband or a wife. But some people are, and they've been looking and been looking and been looking. So we truly have to examine ourselves. And we have destructive and common strongholds, very destructive. One of the most popular and devastating strongholds to have is an incorrect image in your mind of who God is. We all should know who God is. But if it's in your mind, if he's something different than because you're not getting what you need or who you want or something like that, that's just very, very devastating and incorrect. And Believe me, Satan will have you thinking that kind of stuff. The enemy will have you thinking that kind of stuff. It ain't me. It's got to be. Well, I don't want to say God, but it ain't me. Well, who else are you trying to say? God is a perfect God. So it has to be us. And God see who we are. He know exactly who we are. He made every one of us. Some people got see God as a taskmaster or something, or somebody that's driving them to do stuff. But we have to know God loves us. God sent his only son to die for our sins. That's why when you have unforgiveness, he's upset about it. Because Jesus died for every one of our sins. He died for our sins. So we should be able to forgive everybody that ever done anything to us. Anybody that ever hurt us, we should be able to forgive them. We should be able to lay that thing down. Now, I'm not going to say all this stuff's going to be easy because I pray every day. I've had some bad things to happen to me even since I've been in Michigan. But I ask God to give me forgiveness in my heart. And love for people, the love of Christ, because if I would give them Deborah, old Deborah's love, they wouldn't get that kind of love that Christ loved. See, Christ told us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our strength and all of that. And then he said, and your neighbor as yourself. So neighbor means people. We got to love everybody, even though they did what they did. We got to do that. If we can't love them like we supposed to, don't think God going to bless us with what we need. And when we can't love, because God is love, then we open up portals. We open up doors. We open up to our spirit man. When we have these strongholds, it opens up for demons to go right in. That's why I said, if you have unforgiveness, I can just say you have a demon and you need deliverance. We can't afford to have unforgiveness. We cannot. I don't care what they did. We cannot. That's why. This something happened back there on television. This girl killed this guy. And then his brother went up in court and hugged her and said, I forgive you. And everybody was thought that was so bad and this and that. No, it's not bad. Because he have a relationship with God. He's not letting that stronghold get on him to hate this woman for shooting her. His brother, he went right up and hugged and said, I forgive you. And that's the kind of attitude and that's the kind of thing we have to have. We can't keep holding on. Then we hold on to other stuff. We holding on to things we don't need. We just bringing this stuff on our own self. And a lot of it is because we have one demon. And then he talking to us, telling us this. And some people, Christians don't have demons. That is a lie. So don't believe it. Do not believe that. Because anytime you can fix yourself out in the world, anywhere, and you have unforgiveness or any sin, just a baby white lie like they said, you can get a demon. Piling them strongholds. Keep on piling them lies. Oh, no, girl, I can't go to the shopping today because so-and-so, so-and-so. Oh, no, girl, just lying, going somewhere else with somebody else. God hates a liar. He hates a liar. And so he don't want us lying, but we do it. And like I said, believe me, I've done it before. Used to do it all the time because I didn't think it was nothing. Oh, I'm not here. I mean, she's not here. Tell the kids. Tell them I ain't here. Somebody knocking at the door. She ain't here. That's not cute. That's not cute. That's why I tell a person now the truth, even if it hurts, even if they get mad. I don't care what happens. I'm not finna lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. Even if we don't never talk again, I'm going to tell you the truth. Tell you what God loves, and that's the truth. If it hurts, it's the truth. It don't always feel good, the truth. But it's better than a lie. We need healing when we keep that unforgiveness in us that long. You know, people hold stuff, and that's what makes the strongholds come. We praying, Lord, we need this. Lord, we need that. When I tell you the stuff we pray for, God can do it in 2 seconds flat. God has done so many things for me, and I've wondered why. I done prayed all this time, and this didn't happen just now. That's because whatever it was, because I remember one morning, it's been about a month ago, I was sitting up praying, and I wasn't feeling the Holy Spirit. I didn't feel them like the anointing like I usually feel. And I was like, Lord, what's wrong? What's going on? What's wrong? I heard the Father say, the Spirit say, repent. I was like, me? Baby, I hear it up and repent, and I could feel that heavy anointing drop on my head. I said, Lord, I would never, ever not forget to repent. And repent, because when I start off, I just start praying and praising God. But you better repent, because you can't go before God. He ain't going to hear you. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. He will not hear you. Can't go to God before God any kind of way. You know, when them priests used to try to go in that tabernacle, they will tie a rope around them. They not right, they going to die right there. They'll die right there, and the other priests had to pull them out. So you can't go before God any kind of old way. We have to get ourselves fixed. We have to be prepared. We have to know what to pray for and how to pray for it. These are the things we need to know. All these strongholds, you need deliverance from that. You need deliverance from lies and deceit. You need to repent. I need to repent, and I try to do it all day. Every time I think about it, because I can sit up and think something negative about somebody and be looking at TV saying, look at her, that short dress on. Why these kids? That's nasty. All kind of negative stuff. Then if you don't want to talk negative, stop looking at TV. Stop looking at that stuff. But you're going to have to repent for saying that and thinking that. We got to do this. And I'm telling you, the sign of the time, we better get in a hurry to tear these strongholds down. James 3 and 14. James chapter 3, 14 through 17 gives some warning about unforgiveness. It says, but if you have bitter in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then is peaceable, then is gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruit, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. We got to know these are things we have to do. We have to do this stuff. We got to tear down these strongholds. When I'm in prayer, I be tearing them down. I be asking God to tear down every negative stronghold. Because the strong man, he ain't nothing to play with. The strong man is nothing to play with. You better bind up every strong man from your life every time you pray, every time you think about it. Because I'm going to tell you something. When the enemy come in, most of the time you won't even know it for a little while. But then he start trying to wreak havoc in your world. Then it's in your home, in whatever activity it is. And then it becomes a strong man, a stronghold, something that's been took over because they let it slide and we let it slide. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. But the enemy is just as real as we are. I was praying one morning. It was about 3:15, and I tell you, I know I heard the enemy call me a hoe. He called me a hoe. I said, your mama a hoe. And I went right back on the praying because I'm not a hoe. And I'm going to keep praying against you. They don't like it when you pray against them, but, honey, you better pray. You better pray to save your own life. See, the experiences I have, people don't have them. Ordinary people don't have them. I guess I'm not ordinary because I have some. Because I attack him every time. He don't like me, and I don't like him. It's okay. I don't like the father of lies. I don't like how he deceived people. I don't like how he sent strongholds to people and make them lie every time. And then put that unforgiveness in their heart, and they can't see it because I know I had it. See, when I can tell the truth about myself, I can't tell the truth about nobody else. I can't speak about nobody else, but I can speak about Deborah Dean. I know I had it, and I had to see why doors was open to my spirit man. I had to see why I was being attacked every day. I used to tell the people on the prayer line, I'm getting attacked again. I didn't know why I was being attacked. I knew they was attacking me because I was praying against them. But I know now, and I closed every door, and I kicked them out, believe me. And you're going to have to do the same thing. You can't have nothing. I don't care what nobody do to you. They can run into your car. They can tear it down. But you better love that person, try to see about them, help them, do whatever you can for them. Can't hold nothing against nobody. Can't say something in a minute. I used to do it all the time, not knowing. I'm like, I did say that, didn't I? Yes, I did. Just fool, just deceiving me. Girl, you know what? That dress was so short on her. She knows she shouldn't have been in church like that. Sitting up saying that negative stuff about people. Yeah, honey, she don't believe in prophecy, this and this. God was saying, you study doing it. The devil studied fooling me, tricking me. But, honey, I bind every demonic force from the enemy with them strongholds. And we need to tear down every stronghold in our life. We have to just examine ourselves. Just don't always think that you right and the other person wrong. Don't always think about your feelings and don't think about how the other person feels. Put yourself in their shoes and just go back over. You know, go back over and say, well, I probably wouldn't be that anyway. This and this and this. You have to know how people feel. You have to think, regard other people's feelings because the enemy don't. He don't. He'll have you around here mad for 20 years. All this bitterness in your heart, and God will mess you up. You better forgive. You got to forgive. Ain't no better. You got to forgive, or you won't move on in your spirit, man. You won't move on in your life. You think you're doing something. You ain't doing nothing. You're not doing anything. because God wants us to forgive. Let me tell you something. I know I was one that could bring up something that happened 2 years ago, 25 years ago. But that stuff is old. And I've graduated. And I thank God. I don't care who did it to me. Thank God that I can go to him and say, look, I love you. Do you need anything? Can we talk? Can I call you next month, next week, whatever, to see about you? Or you call me. It doesn't matter. I want you to know I love you and I mean what I say. We got to do this. Then people that have these strongholds, a lot of us, we can't see ourselves how God has been working on us because these strongholds, these lies and stuff, we can't see the work that God is doing in us. And God is doing a great work in us. We got to know that God has blessed us. And he's doing what he said he would. He know the plans he have for us, and they're good. But you will see yourself incorrectly. Oh, I gotta do this, and I ain't got this no more. I don't do it like this. We suffer from that. We don't give our own self what we deserve. We're not saying we boasting and bragging, but God always do a good work in us. We can't even see it. We can't see what God has brought us from because the enemy always trying to talk to somebody, always getting on somebody's nerve, telling them this, telling them that. Oh, you ain't nothing. Just like he called me that hoe. He'll tell you ain't doing nothing. You ain't have no power. I heard one told me I didn't have no power one time. When I got through praying, honey, that the leaves on the plants were shaking. Everything was shaking in my house. You don't tell me I don't have no power. God didn't give you power. He gave me the power. So when you have strongholds in your life, you're always putting yourself down. You can't see the good God doing in your life, is what I'm saying. You'll put yourself down. I ain't did this, and I'm 40 years old, and I ain't got this, and this not happening, and that not happening. Hey, you better give it all to Jesus. Give it all to Jesus. You lose your confidence. You lose spiritual confidence in yourself. See, Jesus died for us to have this confidence, to know that we have this and this and this, because Jesus said we was going to have. But don't we lose self-confidence in what Jesus told us we was going to have. He said, if I'm in you and you in my word, if my word is in you and you in me, you can ask anything and I'll do it for you. But you got to be in me, that my word got to be in you. The word of God will tear down strongholds. If you got that word in you, you can pull them down. You can tear down every stronghold. Can't no stronghold hold you with the word of God. So the women and the men that's looking for a mate, trust God. Now, believe me, you got to be delivered because a lot of us, we have strong soul ties. We have friends we didn't had affairs or relationships with that we have soul ties. And we have to be delivered. And God ain't going to give you no husband. You got other husbands or whatever you want to call them, soul ties. You already are bound to somebody. You got to get from that so he can bless you with who he have for you. See, we lift this standard up, and I want a man, and he got to have this, and he needs to be that. And, of course, he got to be of the Lord. You don't know who God's going to send you, who God's going to use. He may send you somebody off the corner, I'm study telling you, because God made him. God can clean him up. God can put his word in him and be a perfect husband, perfect preacher, teacher, deacon, lay person, whoever he is, and God send him. He just who you're supposed to have. But we can't go around here looking for the preacher and looking for the bishop and looking for the prophet, and we ain't supposed to be looking for nobody. They supposed to be looking for us. A man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. We see, these are things we have to examine ourselves with. We have to know that God is helping us. God is doing it, but he wants us to give everything up. Just surrender. Surrender. If you know you got a stronghold, if you know, and I know I had a soul tie when I was younger. I had soul tie. But you can repent, because those soul ties too will open up portals and open up doors and that spirits may enter. And when they enter, they and come, go and come, they have seven more friends. So you don't want that. You want God to deliver you, send you your husband or your wife. And you know, pray, God hear us. He hear us praying, because I pray for many women, for husbands. But it's a few on here. But the ones that really, really need to be on here is not on here. So when they call me again to pray for a husband, I'm going to tell them about the soul, the strongholds and the soul ties. Because you got to get clear of that before God puts somebody else in your life. Remember, the one woman, he said, you have three husbands, and not name one of them yours. We get these soul ties. We can't have those either. So we need to know about these things. It's a lot of things we don't know, we should know. We should know, but we don't know. And I want to help somebody. I want to help somebody do this. If I can help you, if I can help you with the soul ties and with the strongholds, then you can move on along and watch God work. Because you in God, and his word is in you. You can ask anything. This was some of the women saying. He said, all I had to do was ask. Okay, I understand that, but you got to be right yourself. You got to be right. For in order for God to send them, he's not going to send a man or a woman to you and you're not ready. Oh, I'm ready. Oh, honey, I got a house and I got a car and I got money and this and that. You ready. But spiritually, you're not. You're not. But we got to get ready, because God in your life, your spiritual life depends on you getting ready. You know, some of us don't ever get ready. We go on and go on and go on, and we can't accept that if we have unforgiveness, that we had a demon. If you have unforgiveness, you have a demon. But you got to get that out. All you have to do is repent, confess. I don't care. You ain't got to confess to no man, but you confess to God when you in your prayer time. Believe me, I had to do it. Ain't ashamed to tell nobody, because every mistake I made, God turned it into a miracle. Every mistake, it was a miracle for me. Was it a learning experience, a blessing for me, so I can help somebody else going through the same thing. Don't know which way to go. Don't know who they can depend on and trust to even talk to about it, because a lot of people don't experience these things. They'll look at you like you gone crazy. You tell them about a stronghold and they have a demon and they think they the big thing in church. now. You have a demon, and you need to come down off of that high horse. We ain't supposed to boast into nobody but Christ. That's who we're supposed to boast in. So, you know, I just thank and praise God, because God will show you, even if we don't accept it, he will show you. And if, you know, you're on here and I pray for you and stuff like that, we can talk later. But believe me, I know. I've been through this stuff. I've been through this. I've been through it. Does anyone have anything to say or have any comments or any questions or anything?
Praise the Lord.
And I just praise the Lord.
Well, yes, this is a beautiful night. I'm just so happy to be alive on tonight. I just thank God for how he's working through people, and I just thank God solely how most of our Christians and most of our leaders are allowing him to do a good work in him, to lead people to kingdom. And first and foremost, I just want to give thanks to God. But because you is my mother, and I just thank God for just giving me a word on a daily basis. So this is not nothing that you ain't never told me. I just thank God that it's being planted in me, and in me being grown and, you know, having children, you know. And I think for all of us, you know, we're not too old to learn, too old to listen.
No.
So I just thank God for that right now. And
amen.
Of course, you summed the stronghold up for me. My definition of it was a little bit off, but I thank God for that, because now I'm good on it. But as far as that, I just thank God, and I'm just happy to hear his word tonight, and just ready his mess. God bless
you. All right. Well, God bless you too. Amen. Anyone else have anything to say before we get off? See, the Lord want me to teach on, I don't want to have to just teach on demonology, but I want to let people know where we are here. And in order to get out of some of the stuff we're in, I have to teach on different things. I wanted to teach on the spirit of manipulation tonight, but maybe that'd be next Tuesday or maybe even tomorrow on Zoom. I don't know. But I want to make sure I teach on that mind control, because the enemy, he don't have a lot of time. He don't have a lot of time. So he's trying every trick in the book to mess us up. So we need to know how to go by doing what we're doing. We need to forgive. We need to do this. I don't care what it takes. We need to forgive. Lord, help me forgive them. Whoever it is that did something to me or whatever, God will help you. He's not a respecter person. So, anyone else have anything to say? Amen. Well, I'm so grateful and so thankful on tonight. And like I said, I've prayed for a few women on here for husbands and different things, and it's all right. I do it again and again and again. But what I want you to do is to examine yourself. Examine yourself. I try, and I look at myself all the time, because I deal with a lot of different people, and I'm like, you know, why they calling me, or why they doing this, or why they doing that? Because they need my help. That's why. And I suck it up and go right on, because sometimes I be tired. Sometimes they call me at 3 in the morning. Sometimes they call me at 6 when they know I got my prayer clothes on. Whatever. That's what I'm here for, is to help. And that's what I'm going to do. Amen. So we're going to get ready to get off. And like I said, we'll be on Zoom at the same time tomorrow for the new ministry, Life Support Outreach Ministry, Women's Ministry, and our ministry. And we're going to go from there and see what God will do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your word on tonight. Lord, Father God, I thank you for everyone that's on this, up under the sound of my voice on our radio broadcast. Lord, I ask you to bless them and their families, keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. Let this word just saturate them, Lord, in the name. Let it examine them. Let this word make them examine themselves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a blessed night, and God bless you. I will see you or talk to you on tomorrow, and you have a good night. Amen. God loves you, and I love you too. And good night, brother. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Pastor Dr. Debbie.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think I got the Zoom information. It, you have the link or whatever, or
I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send it to you. And as soon as I get back upstairs, I'm gonna make sure I get
and
it to
time,
you.
And what time? What time does it start?
It's the same time. It's the same time,
oh, okay.
But it's just every Wednesday on Zoom, unless they want me to go more. But for right now, we're gonna start off with just one day a week. And then we'll go for because it's more ladies and stuff coming on now. So, and it's going to be different ones on Zoom tomorrow. I already know that. So, yeah, there's 10 people on here tonight. I thank and praise God for that. But as soon as I get upstairs, I will send it to you.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll call you a little bit in a minute, okay?
All right, baby. Okay, you know I got
yes,
to do
ma'am.
My thing
Absolutely.
And then I go. All right. All right, baby. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right.